This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. At a news conference, U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says in the last few days, Ukraine has been making progress in its counteroffensive against Russia.
Some notable progress by Ukrainian armed forces on that southern line of advance coming out of the Zaporizhia area. And they have achieved some success against that second line of Russian defenses.
Because of what's happened in Ukraine next door, Poland has seen a huge increase in volunteers for its own army. Here's Lisa Bakalets.
Jedynka gotów, dwójka naprzód!
Professors, media workers, businessmen, and students, people of various backgrounds volunteer to join the Polish Territorial Defense Forces. Since the start of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, interest has skyrocketed.
The war in Ukraine showed us that the similar forces in Ukraine played a very big role.
Poland plans to double its armed forces to 300,000 by the year 2035. Lesia Bakalets for VOA News.
Mohammed Al-Fayed, the self-made Egyptian billionaire who bought the Harrods department store and promoted the discredited conspiracy theory that the British royal family was behind the death of his son and Princess Diana, has himself died. His family made the announcement today. Born in the Egyptian city of Alexandria, Al-Fayed began his career selling fizzy drinks. He fell out with the British government over its refusal to grant him citizenship. He lived there for multiple decades. This is VOA News. North Korea fired several cruise missiles towards the sea off the west coast of the Korean Peninsula in the early hours of Saturday, according to the South Korean military. The details of the launch are now being analyzed by both the South Koreans and U.S. intelligence authorities, according to South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff. There has been another police shooting of an unarmed black person in the United States, a young pregnant woman in the U.S. state of Ohio. According to the Associated Press reporter Jackie Quinn, her family is calling for the officers involved to be criminally charged.
Blendon Township has released the police body cam video into last week's deadly shooting of 21-year-old Takaya Young. She was pregnant with two other children at home, accused of shoplifting.
Get out of the car.
Police approach her vehicle and tell her to get out, but instead she starts driving away. Police alleged she was driving toward an officer in front of her car, who then opened fire through the windshield.
Shots fired.
The officer smashed her car window to get her out of the vehicle. The family's lawyer calls it a gross misuse of power and authority and says this could have ended peacefully. The Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation is now in charge of the probe. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A one-time leader in the Proud Boys, a far-right extremist group, has been sentenced to 18 years in prison for his role in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol, tying the record for the longest sentence in the attack. Ethan Nordine was one of several members convicted of spearheading an attack on the Capitol to try to prevent the peaceful transfer of power from Donald Trump to Joe Biden after the 2020 presidential election. Prosecutors said he was the undisputed leader on the ground on January 6th. Also sentenced Friday was Proud Boy Dominic Pozzola. He got 10 years in prison, raised his fist and shouted "Trump won" as he left the courtroom. Demonstrators protested in Madrid and Malaga on Friday in support of Jenny Hermoso, the player who was kissed by soccer boss Luis Rubiales after Spain's victory in the Women's World Cup.
I think it's important to come out, support this movement. I think just by standing by idly, not by coming out and showing your support, I think we have a large crowd here. I think it shows how many people here truly care about this movement, truly care about the people of Spain, truly care about women all over the world.
Spain's Sport Administrative Tribunal has opened a case against Rubiales on Friday. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.